Well, hello and welcome to this, the Veg Grower Podcast Supporters Club podcast. I'm Richard, your host. And first of all, I need to apologise for being a day late. I had so many technical difficulties last night. I don't know what was going on. I thought it was just my internet had gone down, but nothing just seemed to be working. My printer, my server, nothing just seemed to be communicating. Like I said, I thought it was just the internet had gone down. So I was out till about 10 o'clock last night trying to get everything working. Gave it overnight, and then I realised this morning that it still wasn't working, but also some of my smart lights I have weren't working either. So I had to turn off the router and start again, and that seemed to get things working again. So yeah, silly mistake on my behalf, but we're back and we are ready to go. I hope you are all well and had a great weekend. Now, one thing that I managed to do is on the allotment, I managed to clear just one tiny little corner of my allotment. This is the corner where cherry trees, we've got hazel trees and gooseberry bushes are all growing. It's been a bit of a difficult one. The gooseberry is obviously very, very sharp thorns in those, and I've always struggled to keep that area weed free. But on Sunday I was down the allotment and I just went, I am going to tackle it. I got in there, I cleared out a lot of the couch grass that had basically turned to straw. There were some brambles that all had to be cut out, and I'm just so much happier with it now. And it just feels like the entire allotment just feels so much tidier. I popped there on the way home from work tonight, and again, just feel like it's so much tidier. I can see the ground underneath these gooseberry bushes, and I've just got to keep the hoe running through there. Might have to mulch with a bit of compost, but it is done. It is there. Now, the big tidy up does begin as we enter spring. I've been talking to many other allotmenteers about this, and they are all sort of saying the same. The big tidy up begins. I feel the last few months have been good for infrastructure work and doing those tasks that pruning, for example, things that can be done when the tree is dormant. But everything's going to start springing into life now, and that means it'll be time then to really start tidying up. I believe messy, scruffy gardens are better for nature, of course, but we've got to do it. We've got to do it, and we've got to keep on top of it. So yeah, the allotment is getting there. The back garden is in need of a big tidy up now. I've got the allotment almost to the point that I'm happy with it, so I'm going to turn my attention to the home plot. Now, tonight I want to talk to you about growing cabbages from seed. Now, these cabbages I've sent out are a very popular vegetable for allotment growers, and they're relatively easy to grow from seed. First things first, obviously we've got the seeds and we need to sow those. Now, you will hear on the podcast that I'm going to be putting out a little bit later on this evening that I've made a seed bed. So I've used that to sow these seeds. Just made a drill into the ground, sowed the seeds and backfilled them. And then I've just given them a chance then to germinate. The best time to sow cabbage seeds is between February and April if you want sort of spring, summer cabbages. If later on in the year, if you are looking for Christmas cabbages, nearer May, what we would say. Anyway, I would recommend starting them indoors in seed trays or in a greenhouse. Keep them somewhere warm, bright until they germinate. Then once they've germinated, we transplant them into larger pots and keep on growing. Now, eventually they will need to go outside. I usually wait till they are fairly large, and I would still protect them with a cloche or something when they first plant them out. So yeah, prepare the ground, of course, plenty of compost, plenty of fertiliser to the soil, slow-release fertiliser, something like chicken manure pellets is great, and plenty of compost, and also make sure that the ground is quite well hydrated. Plant them out and just keep an eye on them. I do recommend potting over netting on cabbages because cabbage white butterflies are a particular problem, and as long as the netting is taut and not over your cabbages, i.e. it's got a bit of space around your cabbages, it should be okay, but make sure the netting is tight. Cabbage white butterflies are probably one of the hardest things to do. Keep an eye on them, dry, and make sure they don't bolt. If it gets too hot, they may bolt. But once the head firms up, cut it off, and there you go. You have got your cabbage. Very easy to grow, as long as you remember the netting is always a good thing, and keeping them cool. So yeah, give them a go. Let me know how you get on. Mine are sown, like I said, and I'm looking forward to seeing how they get on. Now, a bit of an update on some of the other seeds. The rhubarb is, I'm going to prick that out. I keep saying I'm going to prick it out, but they're doing really well, actually. They're growing slowly, but the rhubarb from, was it January? Must have been January, yeah. They are growing really, really well, and I'm very, very pleased with how they're doing. The leeks are also doing well. They have germinated. I'm not going to be putting them in the ground just yet, but they are growing slowly, so doing their job that we want. Apart from that, I'm trying to think. I think everything else is just in a bit of a still waiting to germinate, or not much going on. But, you know, spring is here. We're going to be very, very busy. And as I've said time and time again, what I'm doing now is doing a bit of pricking out in the morning before I go to work. That way, just using up my time more, bit more efficiently, and making sure I can tackle a bit of gardening regularly. And eventually, as the evenings get lighter, we will be spending a bit of time on the allotment on the way home from work. Any sort of half hour, not a huge amount of time, but just enough that I can just switch off before I get home. And also, I don't feel like my weekends are just full up with doing things on the allotment or the home garden, like weeding, which is such a boring chore, but takes a long time. I want to get that done during the week so that I have to spend less time on my allotment at the weekend and more time with Amanda and the dog, etc., etc. Just my way of doing things now, as I still obviously will be on the allotment at the weekends and in the veg garden at the weekends. But just trying to make time for everything is the way to look at it, which I do think is important. I'm not explaining it very well because I'm making it sound like I'm spending less time in the allotment or the garden. That's not what I'm doing at all. In fact, I'm spending more time. I'm just being a bit more efficient with my time, is the idea. Well, that is it for tonight. We will be back again on Thursday, providing we get no issues. A podcast, it will be out shortly as well. I've just got to start editing it, so keep your eyes out for that in your podcatcher service. Well, guys, you take care. I'll see you again next time.